Many schools across the country are trying to help obese children. Some are cutting the fat from the cafeteria diet. Of course, that won't help a bit, won't make a bit of difference if kids won't eat the food being served, which is why we asked Michael May in Austin to report on Texas schools hiring a gourmet chef to spice up their meals.
Chef Mark Dunham juggles multiple simmering pots in the kitchen of Ventana, an Austin restaurant. He generally prepares dishes in the French culinary tradition, like crepes mornay and duck cointreau. This fare is more in the Texas public school cafeteria tradition.
So I've got some chicken and vegetable soup with carrots and a little bit of cabbage and chicken and onions and celery.
Today, Chef Dunham's recipes will be put to the test. A group of hungry elementary school students are here to taste the food. These are picky eaters, and they're not crazy about the steady rotation of ready-made hamburgers, chicken burgers, and burritos they currently get at school. Ann Louise Oliver is 9 years old.
Some of the boys, they take the rest of their food, and they play with it like they're playing baseball or something. And they only like the snack and maybe the sweet.
10-year-old Kennedy Brown says she eats the food because otherwise she'd be hungry.
The food at our school, it's not bad, but it tastes kind of dry.
These kids are harsh critics, to be sure. Not only that, Chef Dunham's recipes need to meet federal nutrition guidelines, which limit fat grams. And he's on a very tight budget. Dunham says each meal can't cost more than around $1.50 to make.
Really having to focus on budget has been a big challenge for me.
Dunham brings out trays filled with lasagna, chicken and rice, and spaghetti. There are fresh vegetables and whole grains used in each dish. Kennedy Brown notices and actually likes it.
In the lasagna, it had foods that aren't usually in there. In the green beans, it didn't taste greasy and didn't taste like oil.
Ann Louise Oliver wolfs down her chicken and rice and then digs into a fresh fruit dessert with an orange juice glaze.
This food is much better than the ones at school. Especially the raspberries. Raspberries are good.
The majority of the diners clean their plates, except for an 8-year-old blonde boy named Holden Borman. He's dissecting his food rather than eating it. Dunham asks him what he thinks of the zucchini lasagna.
Hate it.
Okay. So what if it was without the zucchini, just the tomato sauce, cheese, and noodles? Would that be better?
Maybe without the noodles.
Holden says he doesn't like food that's green. He also doesn't like the way the meatballs look. He doesn't like school food any better, except when it's pizza. His mother sends him to school with lunch that includes whole wheat bread and fresh fruit, but that doesn't mean he eats it.
I tried for chips. We just have to do it under the table because the teachers don't like us doing it.
Holden has high cholesterol, and he's a picky eater. He's exactly the type of kid that Texas schools are trying to help. Chef Dunham says he learned something today about the finicky palate of young boys.
And I was glad to hear some of the feedbacks, especially the real nitpicky things about, you know, not liking to see things that are green.
Chef Dunham knows that it won't matter that his meals are healthy if they end up as ammunition in food fights. For NPR News, this is Michael May.